Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday after a huge win over the Bills in Buffalo on Sunday Night Football. Let's go right to the guest line where we are joined by our buddy Marcus Jones, Patriots cornerback, punt returner. Mr. Jones, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're great. We got to sit back and watch a really fun primetime football game between two really good competitive football teams. You got to play in it. What was that environment and the result like last night?
Man, first off, I want to say that it was definitely a hostile environment. You know, the fans came out. You know, they were trying to make it loud and everything like that for our offense and stuff. But it was great to come out of that hostile environment with a W for sure.
So Marcus, beyond good health thus far into the season, what would you attribute to your putting together what looks to be your best overall pro season to date in the return game, defensively, interceptions, hard tackles? It really looks like it's all coming together for you this season.
My main thing is just doing whatever I need to do for the team to get a W, you know, whether it's, you know, fitting the right gap and stuff and returning the ball, you know, setting up the offense and things like that, and then also making plays to where we can get the ball back to our offense, or, you know, even putting points on the board on defense and stuff is very important. We always talked about it, you know, the best players got to make the best plays and everything like that for the team to succeed.
Speaking of the best players making the best plays, let's get into your interception. That was a tremendous play on your part from our vantage point. And I wanted to ask you, I forget whether it was Woodson. It seemed like you had a little safety help there in the middle of the field. Did whatever coverage you were in, did that allow you to play that a little bit more aggressively? Because you definitely undercut the ball there in the red zone, and that ended up being a huge play.
Yeah, The type of route that they kind of ran was over by three, and then number two was running kind of like a dig. So as soon as I seen him standing inside, I was like, you know, he throws the ball, I could definitely underpin it. And I seen his eyes kind of get big and throw the ball, and I was like, you know, I could definitely make a play on this. And it was definitely a change of quality game for sure, so I was glad to get the ball back to the offense.
Now take us back to the week prior, the week leading up to the game in Buffalo, Marcus. Was the week of practice spirited, feisty, passionate? Did you guys know that you needed to elevate your emotions in advance of flying to Buffalo for that division showdown?
Yeah, Braves talked to us about the sense of being it's a divisional game, you know. And like I said, going to Buffalo is a hostile environment for sure, so he was making sure to blast the music extremely loud for the offense, so then it makes it difficult for them to hear checks and things like that. So it helped out whenever it came down to us going back up there and being able to, you know, take advantage of the opportunity.
Marcus Jones, Patriots defensive back punt returner here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Marcus, it was a special night for Stephon Diggs on a lot of levels. He obviously going back to Buffalo where he had so much success and then goes out there and puts up 146 yards receiving. What was his energy like on the sideline? I know there was even times when he wasn't in the game. He was cheering you guys on as a defense. What kind of juice did he bring to that environment last night?
He brings a lot of juice, no matter what game it is. You know, he's the ultimate competitor. And whenever, you know, offense makes plays and stuff, defense, we're over there on the sideline trying to, you know, help out the offense and come down to the excitement and everything, especially whenever you're playing away. You know, the only excitement that you're kind of getting is from your teammates, but that's the best excitement, honestly, off the fact of getting back to the bench, you know, supporting everyone, having each other back, and then building from there.
Marcus, the locker room afterwards. I saw videos from Kayshawn. I saw videos from Patriots official. I saw Steph Diggs doing IG live. Was it as spirited, raucous, and I don't know, just plain joyful as it looked on the socials?
We were just excited to get the W and everything when it came down to it. You know, like I said, it was a big divisional game, so we were happy to get the W.
Mike Vrabel obviously brings a lot of energy to everything he does, but one area where he brings seemingly somewhat unique energy is when he meets you guys coming off the field, in the tunnel, heading to the locker room. What does that mean to you when your head coach is there to meet each and every one of you and sort of celebrate the victory, hug you, appreciate you? What does that mean as a player?
It means a lot because everyone contributed to the win. You know, everyone else that played in the game, everyone that supported, you know, every coach, you know, every player that's a part of the system and everything that we're trying to get handled when it comes down to getting a W. It means a lot to end up having the hit, man, you know, shaking everyone's hand. And when we get back to the locker room and stuff, it means a lot.
Marcus, before you joined us on the program, we were just having a discussion on the impact of your, I guess we'll call him interim defensive coordinator or inside linebackers coach and game day defensive coordinator, Zach Kaur. How is your confidence growing in him, and how have your interactions been with him as the season has progressed?
Yeah, man, Zach, ever since that we, you know, got there for OTAs and training camp and everything, like, we always had confidence in Zach as well. So, you know, we're happy for him, and, you know, we're always trying to support T and him whenever he comes down to it and stuff like that. And we always talked about we want to be the best defense in the league. And, you know, we got to take steps towards making plays on the ball and causing turnovers.
How much of an emphasis, I know you always want to start fast, but you guys had been allowing drives early in games, and you were going up against a Bills team that I believe before yesterday had a scoring drive to open every half, first and second, through the first four games of the season. So how much of an emphasis was there trying to keep them from extending that streak, keep them from starting the game with a scoring drive?
Yeah, we knew that, you know, they were a very good offense, and starting fast, you know, with them is very important. But we wanted to start fast just in general because we know whenever we can start fast and stuff like that, it helps us out later on in the game, of course. But at the end of the day, that was our main thing, just, you know, starting fast, taking it one play at a time, taking adjustments, and then go from there.
Marcus, to me, I think to a lot of people, it seems like Drake May really didn't just elevate his gameplay last night, also elevated his emotions. That looked to be the most spirited that he was. He was pretty fired up on the sideline in the game and at the game's end as well. Did you see anything different out of him last night?
Drake is my guy. He's a gamer at the end of the day. And, you know, whenever you are investing a lot of time and, you know, investing a lot of energy into the games you love and stuff like that, is, like I said, you know, Buffalo is a hard place to win at. So being able to be a part of that and, you know, managing the game, how he managed it and stuff like that, man, kudos to him.
Marcus, before we let you go here, we know Mike Vrabel is a hands-on coach, physical coach. We had the story of Will Campbell knocking him on his butt pre-draft. I know Vrabel used to play some special teams, so it just hit me. If Mike Vrabel was covering a punt and Marcus Jones was returning a punt, how would that play out?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it'll play out real good for me. Probably not good for him. That's about what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's big, but I feel like you could definitely make him miss, out-quick him a little bit there.
Yeah, the field is a little wide, so yeah, I definitely make a miss.
All right, Marcus, appreciate you joining us. Congrats on the big win, and let's keep this going. 2-game winning streak. Let's turn into a 3-game winning streak before we talk to you next week.
For sure. Thank you all so much.
Thanks, Marcus. Have a good one. That's Marcus Jones, Patriots defensive back on a typically not great phone. We apologize for that connection. But that was a fun answer there at the end. I love when these athletes have that. It's not even the words they say. It's that little chuckle of like he knows how it would go. And it would. I mean, Vrabel's freaking 50-whatever years old now and was sort of a defensive end. But he did used to cover. He did used to play special teams. And I was just envisioning, yeah, that wouldn't go well for him. I wonder when Vrabel stops doing that. Stops challenging players physically in various ways.
The second he like tears a labrum, rips his hamstring off the bone, gets a hernia, etc. But I think guys like Marcus Jones, who are blossoming into great overall football players, not just like a speedy little nickelback or a punt returner. I think Vrabel loves when guys can do a little bit of everything and have an edge to him like that. Marcus Jones, very soft-spoken, pleasant gentleman off the field when you can understand what he says. But on the field, it's got an edge to him. I like it.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it. He has, and I'm an expert in this, a little man syndrome, I believe they call it. Napoleon
LMS?
Complex. Yeah. There's a few different versions. He definitely has it, and it's why he's so great. It's why he's in the NFL, along with God-given ability and skill. But he is fearless out there, and it's why he is the best punt returner in the NFL. And I think he's brought more of that approach to defense. I think he's better on defense this year because he's more aggressive. I don't think he's sitting back and letting plays come to him and kind of reacting as much as he is taking it to his coverage responsibilities. That was an elite play last night, that interception. You know, the old cliche, put his foot in the ground and then broke on the ball kind of thing.
Yeah, he did. Undercut it beautifully.
Absolutely beautifully, and that changed that football game. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to talk about the Patriots' defense because they were a big part of the equation. We're talking about the offense, Josh McDaniels, Drake May, Stephon Diggs, but the defense held a 30-point offense to 20 points, and you came away with a victory. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.